News Talk, 1230 WFVA. Local news now.
Pedestrian deaths at an all-time high in Virginia. The DMV says 123 pedestrians died in accidents last year, and this year's number could be even higher. Highway Safety Office Director John Saunders says people need to change behaviors behind the wheel and on the street. The number of pedestrian deaths last year is roughly 60% higher than a decade ago in Virginia. Baseball competition comes to Fredericksburg this weekend that could end up having your son or daughter competing at the baseball All-Star Game in Cleveland later this summer. Pitch, hit, and run and the Junior Home Run Derby at the Sunshine Ballpark off Wicklow Drive from 9 to 2 tomorrow. It's free.
So parents can come in anytime between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. and do the skills. Do each skill station in any order they want. If they're in a hurry, they can pick the station that has nobody at, you know, that's nobody's participating at that moment. Then they're in and out, because we realize there are a lot of leagues starting up, and there's practices and there are tournaments for, you know, travel team players. But we work it so that you can get in and out of there on April 6th, real fast.
Organizer Jim Toller on Town Talk. Sign up details on our Facebook page. Boys and girls ages 7 to 14 can compete. I'm Ted Schubel. Here is your Weather Channel forecast.
Well, the wet close to the work week here with rain in the forecast through the day at 56. Clouds, areas of fog overnight tonight. Lows tonight at 48. Cloudy tomorrow with a high 70. Mostly cloudy Sunday with temperatures in the low 70s. For News Talk 1230 WFEA, Richard DeWettig of the Weather Channel.
Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. We're going to talk with Spotsylvania County Administrator Mark Taylor here this morning. Mark, good morning. Good to have you here this morning.
Good morning, Ted. Great to be here.
This is, you are winding up, is it 4 years as county administrator?
4 years, nearly to the day.
It's great to have you here. We are going to talk about some of your top 10 accomplishments. We're going to actually talk about all top 10 accomplishments as we go along this morning. Before we get there, though, I want to just talk a little bit about you. You're an attorney. You were county attorney at one time in Spotsylvania. How did you get from... I guess the quick way to get to this, how or when did you decide to get into public service like you have?
Ted, that was a decision that came early in my legal career. I was drawn to process and community just out of natural interest. Mm-hmm. I'd always been interested in behavior and in processes. My undergraduate work was in behavioral psychology, neurophysiology, and then ended up going to law school. And in private practice was frustrated by the very simple value of work for money. Everything was about contention over contracts, contention over value, yeah, contention over money. There must be better things to fight about or more gainful things to accomplish with a law degree. And so community being a basic interest for a young family man, I was drawn to the Fairfax County Attorney's Office, where I worked with the development process for years, and that was the beginning of my interest in community and local government law.
Interesting. You have a real love for Spotsylvania. When I first met you, that was one of the first things, and I've always thought over the years, you really love Spotsylvania County.
Oh, absolutely, Ted, and I'm so glad that that shows. And it really was an unexpected falling in love, if you will. I first came down here. In fact, it was Bill Donnelly was the county attorney, mm-hmm, in Spotsylvania. Bill had been with the Hazel firm in Northern Virginia, and he had been across the table from me with work with the development process in Fairfax for a number of years. And so I knew Bill, and when the vacancy for a deputy came open in Spotsylvania, we talked about the prospect of that transition, and those conversations led to my first visit to Spotsylvania. And it was a I remember clearly the feeling of coming into Spotsylvania Courthouse the very first time. There's just the overwhelming sense of the community there, the attractiveness of the place, and immediate interest in the people. I was never a history student by in school,
yeah.
But I became a history student and learned about the role of Spotsylvania, both in the colonial period and then in the Civil War, and just found that more and more interesting as time unfolded. In fact, Ted, did you know that only recently has the population of Spotsylvania County grown to the point of exceeding the total number of people who died in Spotsylvania County in the Civil War?
Wow, boy, that puts a lot of things in context.
134,000 died here in Spotsylvania in the Civil War. Round number, 134. And we're just at over 136,000 now. And we've been growing at between 1 and 1.5% annually. So that's just a 1,500, 1,800 people a year. And so you can walk that back and see that we just crossed 134,000 a few years ago.
Boy, that does show you the kind of what the Civil War was and what that means to Spotsylvania County.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, the other thing is, and over the years, you've shown a number of reasons of why I said, you know, I could tell that you love Spotsylvania more than, and I won't say more, but you love Spotsylvania to a greater extent, I think, than sometimes you look at a lot, whether it's county administrators or, you know, you have really invested a lot in Spotsylvania. For instance, you over the last 4 years have made, you've gone to a lot of churches. You tried to get to know the county by on Sunday morning going to various churches. You were at my church last summer.
Right. It was a decision that my wife and I made together. We felt called to reach out and get to know the faith community to the greatest extent that we could. So we visited, I think we've made it to nearly 60 or maybe just over 60 churches in the last 2.5 years or so. And that has been a joy to get to know the community through that lens. It's also yielded very interesting fruit, particularly out in the western part of the county. I want to shout out to Craig's Baptist Church that built a wonderful community facility. And we're interested in using that and cooperating with the county to use that as a place of refuge in time of storm or emergency, a shelter. And so we've advanced with them a collaborative approach because there are so few facilities out in the western extreme of the county. And that's been a delightful connection to have made.
You also made the National Day of Prayer a huge focus, and you were the MC. You pulled a lot of things together and really tried to bring the county on that Thursday afternoon at noontime together.
First Thursday in May, and it is that was also a labor of love for me to focus and simplify it, Ted, to make it really a moment of prayer together. The National Day of Prayer is unique. In the midst particularly of so much social discussion and cultural controversy over the separation of church and state and over the role of faith and the place for faith in public life, federal law says the president shall make a proclamation annually setting aside this day as a call to prayer. And that is, I think, like so many of our rights as Americans, really given to us on a use or lose basis. And I think it's important for every community in our country to take that and our other rights seriously. And so, yes, I got personally invested in advancing that opportunity to do our part to hold up the exercise of the right to assemble and pray in the public square.
Well, with that and a number of other initiatives, thank you for what you've done over the years on that, because you really have made that a key priority, and it'll be interesting to see if someone can pick that up now in this May and in the years ahead.
Yeah, it will be interesting. I know we've made attachment with a woman who is the regional director of the National Day of Prayer in Virginia. for our region of Virginia, Julie Harry. And she is in touch with us and has collaborated with me to help this happen every year. She's been a huge servant in terms of getting the word out and promoting the event with churches and to encourage the faith community to come out. And that really is a big opportunity. I hope she will continue in that and thrive in it.
Mark Taylor here, Spotsylvania County Administrator, for a couple more days, and we're going to talk about top 10 accomplishments that he's had as a county administrator as we go along this morning on News Talk 1230 WFVA. We will be right back.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Got a question for today's guest? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubert.
Mark Taylor here, Spotsylvania County Administrator. As he gets ready to move on, we're going to talk about over the last 4 years, some top 10 accomplishments. We're going to start with number 10 and then move down to 1. As I was looking at this, I think that's kind of how you did it. Maybe not, but I looked at probably number one as something that really is number one. So we'll start with number 10. And Mark, one of the things I know that you have really, and you've got Michelle and others in place who do a terrific job just as far as social media and really getting up to speed on that. And what Spotsylvania provides as far as social media and information goes, there's nobody better than what Spotsylvania County provides its citizens on the social media front.
Right, not in the region. We're tops in the region, and that very much is thanks to Michelle McGinnis' hard work. She was recruited in response to a vision upgrade that I was a part of to articulate the desire and the drive to grow our social media presence, to become more engaged with our community. Having no incorporated towns in Spotsylvania and having a majority of our workforce be commuters out of the county every day, it's very challenging to be in touch. And
sure,
you see that in so many of in so many public issues, in so many public hearings. It is, I say respectfully and fondly, the usual suspects that are showing up. And so how do we tap the rest of the community and get input from a broader base? We have grown social media presence by a factor of 9 and to reach nearly a quarter of the county's total population. And that's a huge accomplishment. And I'm very grateful to Michelle and the team for that work.
Well, and so often you hear people say on issues, I didn't know about it. And you've at least created another avenue where they can know about it.
Right, and that's been in tandem with the social media outreach then has been significant rework and building on our website to make avenues for easier access to information about current public issues, whether they are land use applications or other matters of current interest. We've also upgraded the financial transparency of the county on the county's website so that through a tool called Open Checkbook, anyone can get on our website and see exactly how we spend their money. Our government's very conscious, has always been very conscious, that we're spending the taxpayers' money, but we have gotten very serious in the last 4 years about enhancing transparency so that the community can see exactly where their money goes.
Well, and when you talk about something like Open Checkbook, and there are things, I guess now there are so many tools now where you can make things so much easier to understand just through graphics and things like that. I know a lot of times in your budget presentations, you'll put up some charts and I'll think, oh, isn't that interesting? I've never seen something like that.
One of those that I'm proudest of, Ted, it was something that I called Reality Pie, that we have to pull apart. In the budget process, there is so much overlap between functions and purposes. For example, within the county operation itself, our IT department actually supports and gives value to basically every other department in our government. Now, as between governmental units, our fact, this year we're achieving putting school resource officers, who are specially trained deputies that work for the sheriff, in every Spotsylvania County school. That deputy, as an SRO, is stationed to that school. He cannot leave that school. So mm-hmm. he is a sunk protection cost in the schools, or arguably, and I think realistically, a cost of operating the school. Once we have, as a community, made the decision to have an SRO in every school, that deputy, his training, his equipment, his maintenance, his salary, his benefits, are an education cost. What Reality Pie does is take a look at where the actual value goes through the expenditure of public funds. And so things like the SROs are attributed to the school division cost of operating the schools in the Reality Pie graphic that we produce, as are the social services cost, the special education cost that are channeled through social services rather than through the school division themselves. That also shows up as a school's cost on the Reality Pie graphic. There are many crosses of our transfers of value between units. Those are just some examples, and the Reality Pie brings that into focus.
When we talk about the budget, it seems like, in my covering of local governments over the years, the budget's always been a big thing. But boy, in recent years, I'm sure that your office is always you're always looking ahead to the next budget. But boy, it seems in recent years anyway that it's really become the ink isn't even dry on the budget that's adopted before you're already pretty deep into the next budget.
Yes, sir. And that's so much of that energy and capacity. In fact, all of it is owed with just great fondness and appreciation to our finance team. Mary Sorrell, my finance director, Bonnie Jewell, our budget manager. Bonnie is one in a billion and has an amazing comprehension and facility to both understand and to communicate our budget and to relate elements effectively.
Yeah.
And that really makes the comprehension and the storying, the sharing, the illumination of the budget a fun and an easy task. It's great to have a great team.
We did you and Bonnie did a show with me a couple of years ago.
That was on the occasion of the AAA bond rating.
Yeah,
yes,
and which we're going to get into the AAA bond rating, so don't jump too far ahead
me. But I need to say that as far as this focus with the budget perennially is been in part a consequence of that we have progressively elevated the level of our game by increasing transparency on the one hand and by tightening our internal practices on the other hand. So we're squeezing the greatest possible value for the taxpayers out of every dollar that they give us.
Also on this list, in this one, as I look at this list, I think I was wrong that it's 10 things, because this could be way up, but it's not number 9. But the Spotsylvania Branch Library over at the town center, I didn't realize until I was talking to the library folks. I remember a week or so before that opening, what a huge role you played in that. Everybody tells the story of where you called up the library director and said, "Why don't you take a look at this?" And it has turned out spectacularly.
Well, it's huge and it's tiny. What my involvement with it, Ted, and I want to. We're so blessed by the Cafaro Company, Michelle Kiernan, the leasing manager over at the mall, and their whole team, and with their vision for our community and desire to collaborate and partner with us in creative and positive ways. But the my family background includes, and actually my wife grew up in a restaurant family that was frequently a commercial tenant, frequently in shopping malls. And so I was very aware of issues in that commercial setting and very aware of the value of traffic. And the libraries are reliable trip generators. And so they are wonderful fits in a regional shopping
mall or a regional shopping experience because they bring people and those people get to do other things besides the library while they are at the mall. And it's been a wonderful friendship and a wonderful partnership. That branch performed amazingly when it opened, and it continues to grow. I think there were 104 new library cards the first month they were opened, issued there, and they just have been having a ball.
Yeah, you look at that, and that's only going to grow, and you wonder now how that model will be used perhaps in other localities in this area.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, and it needs to be arguably used more frequently, given that retail, we're told, is increasingly online. I think, honestly, the retail online is still in the neighborhood of about 10% of all retail.
Yeah.
So we may like clicking to buy those shoes or that scarf or whatever, but retail, brick-and-mortar retail overall, I don't think is going anywhere. It's the experience that attracts, and that's why having the library, having other community services. I've been an advocate and been promoting with our IT department developing a kiosk system that would enable citizens to interact with a local government at a variety of locations. So if they want to pay their taxes or pay their water bill or even buy a dog license, that ought to be able to be automated. We're not there yet. It's a big vision thing. It doesn't have to happen in Spotsylvania first, but it's something that could happen anywhere and would make our local government more interactive, handier, improve our service to our community.
Well, and that's, again, another thing I think that you should be remembered for is really thinking of some of these things, you know, kind of throwing things up against the wall, and some work and some may not work, but right. But it's worth to at least look at them, just especially in the day and age we live in.
Absolutely, because the society is changing, and we need to change with it and adapt and serve better.
Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Mark Taylor, Spotsylvania County Administrator, here this morning. We're looking at some of his top 10 accomplishments and more that is in his time in Spotsylvania. We will continue on News Talk 1230 WFVA, coming up on 8:29 this morning.
Okay, listen, we got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Miss an episode of Town Talk? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Music. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Mark Taylor here this morning, Spotsylvania County Administrator, for a couple more days, and then we're going to talk about what is next in a few minutes this morning. We are one of the crown jewels, I think, Mark, in your time in Spotsylvania, is what's happened to the old GM plant over there on Tidewater Trail. I remember sitting in meetings where there was at one time, and I think it was at that time Supervisor Emmett Marshall kind of put the brakes on it because there was talk of maybe just giving the land to the Park Service or for a nonprofit. And I was just by there the other day, and the old GM plant is thriving as a business now in Spotsylvania again.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
And you. The inside is the transformation has been remarkable.
That the day you all had the ribbon cutting, that was the first time I'd ever been in there. I knew people that worked there, and I can't believe how big a complex that building itself is.
And there's already an expansion planned for I think it's 240 more thousand square feet to be added to it, Ted, and to accommodate. I think another 125 employees additional. The IDX Corporation makes commercial interiors. They are a global company. So every Ford dealership, every Coach leather store, they have a roster of dozens of different commercial outlets that they serve. But every store in the world for their clients are designed and finished on the inside by IDX. A wonderful company, provide good jobs, and are a great add to our community. It was a terrific adventure finding them. They were a cold call to our economic development office looking for vacant space.
Isn't that interesting? I did not know that part of it.
Yes, and there was a there was just the right answer given. A junior employee, Courtney was her name. She now works for the Virginia Economic Development Partnership. Courtney gave the right answer over the phone to say, "Oh, well, it's, you know," and mind you, the when she's telling this prospect that yes, there is industrial space in the county they might be interested in, it was raining on the inside at the old GM plant.
Ooh, that's
because
not good.
It had gone dark. There were holes in the roof. The Racer Trust, which was created by Congress to take over the GM real estate facilities nationwide, had this little asset on their book. This is, the plant's big for us, but it's tiny compared to other GM plants around the country, and we struggled to get the Racer Trust's attention with the marketing and the repair, rehabbing of the building, keeping it in shape to be suitable for a tenant, and it became necessary to take a contentious and even angry approach to dealing with the Racer Trust to get them to do their job and cooperate with us and to move forward to plan that ultimately culminated in IDX coming to Spotsylvania, which is a great win for our community.
Well, I will tell you that when the only time I ever met them was at that ground, well, the dedication of them coming to Spotsylvania, and all their higher ups told me when we talked one on one on tape and off tape of just how important a role you played in them coming. So you were more than just a bystander in that.
There were yes, and it was truly a team effort, but there were many conversations, and ultimately the deal that brought all together was the consequence of a number of conversations between myself and the leaders in the company.
Spotsylvania in recent years, if you don't have to watch many meetings, and usually the Evergreen study is mentioned, but and that really looked at that kind of looked at pay for county employees.
It's the first look was at pay, Ted, and we're still looking at benefits that go along with pay. It was stated from the beginning that was a comprehensive look at compensation for county employees. When I returned to Spotsylvania in 2015, there had not been, because of market conditions, because of the economy, there had not been a look at the market competitiveness of county compensation in at least 11 years. And the board, a prior board, had adopted a compensation philosophy that called for that review to occur every 3 to 5 years. So it was very clear that we were tardy and justifiably could blame that on the economy. I mean, it had been flat. We had had to downsize. We had had to riff some good people. And so we all kind of survived the Great Recession together.
Yeah.
And it was time for the emergence to occur. And so the Evergreen study was the beginning of bringing compensation back to market, or comprehending afresh what market means. And there are still adjustments to be made, and it was said from the beginning that will be and needs to be an ongoing process. This is not something that you fix once and walk away from and ignore. It's a matter of vigilance and attention perennially, or at least every 2 or 3 years at the very least, to make sure that you are in step as an employer with the market around you. And that step works in multiple ways. There's a lot of focus on compensation. How's my salary? There needs to be also attention to what other benefits are offered and at what cost, so that we can all understand together the value that is transferred from the county to its employees.
Oh, and with an ever growing county that you're dealing with, the other thing I guess you continually deal with and have done some things as far as staffing for public safety, finance, social services, a lot of pressures to continue to do that and keep the budget in line.
Absolutely so, and that's been very challenging. It's been a great blessing to have the board's energy and support dedicated to growing essential services, in particular for Spotsylvania County, to expanding public safety and offering advanced life support service from every fire and rescue station in the county. Though that growth has been very significant and needed, and it's been challenging to pay for. But we've been blessed to have the economic expansion that we've had in the last several years and to be on a positive trajectory, all things working together. It's also necessary along with as those critical functions expand, it's also necessary to expand the core services like the IT and other services that make the whole government work. In fact, I was very blessed 1 year to have our fire chief stand up before the Board of Supervisors and say that his biggest priority was that they needed more money to be spent on IT resources so that they could do their job better. He literally stood up and said, don't give me, the fire chief, or my department more. Give more to IT because we need them to work with us as we improve equipment, improve service, and keep our people safe as they keep our community safe.
There have been a number in your time, and I know that's I saw you at many of these number of fire stations opened.
Right, we've opened two, I believe.
And whether it was that, just another little thing, I think that as we talk about just how your connection to the community into Spotsylvania, big or small, you are unless you just physically couldn't be there for whatever reasons, you are at a lot of ribbon cuttings and a lot of openings for things. That way more than one of the things I've noticed over the years, and I know that there are work schedules and things, but many of these kind of events where you have a ribbon cutting or a dedication of something, you rarely see a Spotsylvania supervisor at a lot of these anymore. You were at them, or your staff were.
It is tough, Ted. The schedules, particularly a number of our supervisors commute out of the community, just like so much of our workforce commutes out of the community. And part of my mission and burden for the community has really been to work for and celebrate and affirm every job that we create here, because to me, I-95 is a thief. Our average commute northbound is an hour and a quarter each way. So that's taking 2.5 hours from a family of time for dad, time for mom to be away. And that's just stolen time. Tell me what productive thing you managed to do on I-95, particularly as that is, and I've driven that commute a few times in various circumstances over the 4 years in as county administrator. And it fascinates me that it has become far more competitive, far more aggressive on the road. It is full time and attention to that trip. That is wasted time stolen from our people here in Spotsylvania. You know, it's all about jobs. So when we get new jobs, I love to celebrate them.
Spotsylvania County Administrator Mark Taylor here with us this morning on News Talk 1230 WFVA. This I've heard the financial software system. I know a few years ago, that was implemented a couple of years ago?
Well, it is actually our go live date. For the bulk of that system is July 1st of this year.
Oh, okay.
So it is coming out of the ground now. Now, that system was purchased, I believe, the year before I came back to Spotsylvania. So it was purchased in 2013, 2014. And it was parked, I'll say, or the program to implement the new product was struggling to come into formation because it's such a daunting task. It's literally, described it to the Board of Supervisors publicly as driving down I-95
at 70 miles an hour and rotating your tires while you go. That is what we are doing.
That's pretty tough.
Because we run a lean staff. We run a lean staff in finance. We run a lean staff in IT. And so to ask those good people to change the system while you are running the system, that is a big, big challenge. And I'm very grateful. Becky Forey is the leader of that project. She's actually the county's controller. And so she works in finance, but it's a finance-based project. It's very collaborative with Jane Reeve and the IT team. But pushing that forward, bringing it off the shelf and saying, we're going to do this to improve service to the community was a big push in getting that project moving and toward success. It's going very, very well.
I know a number of things as far as the budget goes, and one of the things I know the real estate tax right now, Spotsylvania does it four decimals out.
Right. That was a very old idea in the community. It's something that's been adopted other places over the years, but I recall from years ago the frustration and the aspiration. Of being able to adopt tax rates in fractions of a penny so that when there is a desire to add, we could afford our current services by keeping the tax rate at, say, 83 cents. But if we had another quarter of a penny, we could do these two other things that would be so beneficial, but we can't justify and don't want to take the windfall of saying, we have to raise the rate to 84 cents. Oops, now there's this leftover money, and what do we do? What do we do with the difference? So the four decimal places have been something that have been talked about for years. We, as part of the beginning of technology enhancement for the county, got to the place of rolling out to four decimal places. It makes our budgeting much more precise, our accounting more precise, and again, this rolls right back to transparency and maximum efficiency in spending the taxpayers' money.
It's harder though for radio people. I wish you'd checked with me first. If I could just insert that one thing there. I know it served your purposes, but for me it's been a nightmare at times.
It's been why is that?
Well, it's just harder. It's too precise. Nice. So anyway,
so government should be sloppy. Is that what I'm hearing?
I think that's what you might be hearing that in this point. The other thing this was number one, and I do think this was a big deal with Spotsylvania County. When you mentioned it a little bit earlier, the AAA bond rating. Not everybody has that, and under your watch, Spotsylvania achieved it.
Yes, sir, and that was an accomplishment long in the making. That we were marching the trail to it years before 2015 when I arrived as county administrator. But it was seeing that trajectory through to the end. We were in the situation of having some exceptionally good budget and finance practices in place, led to a very great extent by former finance director Tammy Petrie, Mary Sorrell, her successor, who is our current finance director, and Bonnie Jewell, our budget manager. Their excellence, their absolute excellence, was fundamental to positioning us with the so many of the financial habits, good, solid financial habits. There was an opportunity to broaden our horizon fiscally a bit by reducing to paper, by saying, all right, we're going to make a commitment as a community. Let's adjust our financial policies to conform to what we have been doing for a number of years. And let's add a few, so we'll reduce this to an actual commitment. Yes, we've been dating, we've been flirting with this excellence for years, and we've been doing it, but now we're going to put a ring on it.
Yeah.
And we're going to commit to it. Oh, and that takes a few more tweaks and some additional commitment and some additional energy. And with so much of this is about setting aside suitable reserves so that if we have another crash of 2008, that we can be ready for that and be responsible with it.
And so we updated policies. We also recognized Spotsylvania County from years ago, there was remarkable vision from past boards to create capacity in some of our basic public assets, our reservoirs, our landfill. We have generations of capacity to be able to serve ourselves into the future and to understand, to comprehend those, that wisdom as becoming assets. Those capacities are really assets because the cost in the modern world, the new day cost to replace or to create afresh the capacity that we created years ago at lower prices and have set aside for our future, that cost has all gone up. So those are phenomenal assets, and getting those articulated with my training as a lawyer, I'm an advocate by nature. So advocating the value of those assets to Wall Street was a big part of the story. Hey, do you know we have this? I know you don't have a block on your Excel spreadsheet to put it in, but this is our, such is our stewardship, such is our vision, such is our commitment, and these are real assets that you need to value and appreciate.
Well, in four years, this is a pretty impressive list, Mark.
It's been fun.
It's a pretty impressive list. We need to take a break, and we'll wrap this up. Mark Taylor here, Spotsylvania County Administrator, Town Talk Finance by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. We'll be back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. You can weigh in about today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubert.
Mark Taylor in this morning, Spotsylvania County Administrator, for a couple more days before he goes to Greene County. We're going to talk about that in just a second. I do want to say before we run out of time, Mark, that as we've talked this morning, I've written down some county administrators or city managers that I've worked with in 30 plus years in this area. This is not the whole list, but the ones that I've had close relationship. In Spotsylvania, it was Steve Foster, Kim Payne, Doug Barnes, and you, Bev Cameron, Pete Kolakowski, Marvin Bollinger in the city, C.M. Williams, Tom Foley, Anthony Romanello, in Stafford, and I would put you on that list because you have been an asset to Spotsylvania County, and Spotsylvania County is going to miss you, I believe. And so I just want to say, as a Spotsylvania County resident, thank you for what you've provided and the leadership you've provided and tried to provide to the county.
Well, thank you, Ted. That is so kind. And I want to thank the community. I want to thank the Board of Supervisors for the trust they invested in me. That has been an honor and a blessing and a joy to serve the community. As you observed earlier in the hour, I do love Spotsylvania, always have since the day I met it. And I am thankful for my time here, thankful for what we've been able to accomplish, thankful to my team of Spotsylvania County employees that are so dedicated and just good at what they do. So very, very good. And their heart for the community, their passion to serve is exceptional. Unlike anywhere else I've been in 30 years in local government.
Boy, they are. I will say that. Whether it's I think of a number of people that have retired from in Spotsylvania County government over the years, and they just really there is a Spotsylvania is a unique place. It's got its problems, but it's it is a unique place.
And the employees are an exceptional team.
Greene County is fortunate to get you. Greene County's I've been to Stantersville a few times, and I have UVA season tickets for football, and I go through Greene County. It gets me to Charlottesville.
There you go. And it's a beautiful place.
It is. It really is.
One of the joys of my professional life, I spent 8 years on Virginia's Eastern Shore, and it has been a dream of mine for a long time to spend some time in the mountains as part of my career, and that's part of the attraction and interest on my part with Greene County. They are a remarkable little place. They're very small, but very collegial, very collaborative, very positive. They have their challenges like every community, but they face them with a great team spirit and a great passion for their community. So I'm excited to be going to work for them.
What's the first day for you there?
First day is next Tuesday, April 9th.
Boy, you're jumping right into it.
Well, it's been a challenging time to transition because we're mid-budget in both communities. We've made decisions to frame the budget for Spotsylvania for FY20 over the Christmas holidays. And so that's how long the budget process is in formation here. The budget process is in formation concurrently in Green, and I will be picking that up from the middle and carrying that to the end.
Well, good luck to you. It's been great to know you. And a couple, as county attorney and as county administrator, and again, I say that it's been great to work with you. Spotsylvania County has been lucky to have you. And good luck.
Ted, thanks so much. It's been a privilege. I wish I'd been on the air with you more often. We've done so many fun things in Spotsylvania. It has been great to see you out at business openings. And please do continue into the future to give Spotsylvania and Spotsylvania businesses
thanks for listening to Town
Thank you. Mark Taylor.
News
Thank
Talk
you.
1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.